Picture a moment in 2003. Darren Rouse checks his email and discovers his first Google AdSense payment, $1.40. It's barely enough for a cup of coffee, yet it represents something revolutionary. That tiny payment proved blogs could generate real income, not just digital validation. Fast forward to today, and his digital photography school attracts over 5 million monthly visitors, generating hundreds of thousands in annual revenue. What transformed blogging from online diary to legitimate career wasn't luck or timing. It was understanding that the internet had fundamentally changed how value gets created and exchanged. Blogs aren't just websites. They're dynamic platforms where reverse chronological posts, RSS feeds, and comment sections create something traditional media never could: genuine conversation at scale. While millions experiment with monetization, most aren't getting rich. They're supplementing income, offsetting costs, or building something bigger than immediate profit. Because here's the truth nobody tells you. Professional blogging isn't a lottery ticket. It's a long game requiring time, energy, and determination. No magic wands, no secret handshakes, just consistent effort over months and years. Revenue flows through two channels. Direct monetization means earning from advertising, sponsorships, affiliates, and paid reviews. Indirect monetization leverages your authority for freelance work, speaking gigs, consulting, and courses. Smart bloggers diversify across both. When Shane Ketterman lost most income overnight after a Google algorithm change, he learned why relying on one stream is dangerous. Yet, monetization carries hidden costs. Excessive advertising destroys what makes your blog valuable. One blogger deleted non-earning content, plastered ads everywhere, and wrote only for revenue. His readership vanished. The irony? Focusing solely on money often kills what could make you money. This doesn't mean avoiding revenue entirely. Blog income, while potentially passive, requires active maintenance. Neglected blogs decline, taking their income with them. The key is balance, serving your audience while building sustainable revenue streams that enhance rather than diminish the reader experience. Your topic choice determines everything. Niche blogging builds loyal readerships and performs better with advertising than personal blogs. Start with genuine passion. You'll need it for your 100th post. Readers detect fake enthusiasm instantly. Passion alone isn't enough. Others must want to read about it. With millions online, you don't need universal appeal, just enough people searching your topic. Magazine stands reveal current interests. Google Trends shows whether they're rising or falling. Ask yourself, what will people search for in 6 to 12 months? Competition is tricky. While success is possible anywhere, choosing niches with fewer established competitors is wiser. Some competition is desirable. Its absence might indicate insufficient interest. One blogger found more success with ride-on lawnmowers than gadgets, proving less popular topics can be surprisingly profitable. Finding gaps within established markets gives you advantages despite competitors' head starts. When analyzing competitors, examine what they do well: posting frequency, content length, target audience, reader questions, monetization methods, popular posts, and traffic sources. Then ask, where's the gap I can fill? Quality content is non-negotiable for successful blogs. Continually ask, is my blog useful? And how is it different from others? Useful content falls into categories: entertainment, education, information, debate, news, and community. With a new blog created every second, standing out requires more than usefulness. Many valuable blogs attract no readers because that information exists elsewhere. Analyze competitors and either do it better or distinguish yourself through different focus, unique voice, or alternative content style. Web users skim rather than read word for word, scanning for keywords and visual cues. Make content scannable using bulleted lists, bold and italics, headings and subheadings, attention-grabbing pictures, borders around key points, white space, short paragraphs, and front-loaded main points. Titles create crucial first impressions in search results and RSS feeds. Keep them under 40 characters while grabbing attention through shock, big claims, or controversy without misleading readers. Opening sentences determine whether readers continue. Effective openings pique curiosity, highlight reader needs, or promise value. Technical foundations matter more than beginners realize. Hosted platforms like WordPress.com or Blogger offer quick setup, automatic updates, and search engine benefits, but come with limitations: generic templates, less control, unprofessional URLs, and monetization restrictions. Self-hosted platforms require more initial effort, but deliver full control, unique designs, plugin functionality, and your own domain name. For serious blogging, whether for business, profile building, or income, self-hosted is recommended. The setup effort pays off through greater income potential. Building an audience is blogging's greatest challenge. The build it and they will come approach rarely works. Without promotion, you're just an arrogant bloke in a funny, shiny hat. Success requires great content backed by solid promotion until word of mouth takes over. Start with a memorable domain name. Catchy beats keyword stuffed. Once you have 5 to 10 pillar articles, begin commenting thoughtfully on niche-related blogs. Link generously within your posts to generate trackbacks. Build your reputation by networking within your niche, encouraging comments, joining blog carnivals, and adding your blog URL to email signatures. Building community transforms blogs from information portals into living ecosystems. After starting 30-plus blogs over a decade, only those evolving into communities achieved lasting success. The secret is giving people ways to participate, belong, and make the blog their own. Engaged communities bring diverse ideas and grow faster because readers naturally attract other readers. Those who feel they belong become powerful advocates, spreading word through their networks and helping achieve goals, from attracting advertisers to landing mainstream media attention. Sticky communities directly impact monetization. Photography blog forums generate up to 10 views per visit compared to less than 2 for blog posts. Active communities make promotion easier. Gaining subscribers is simpler when showing how many already subscribe, and selling to advertisers becomes more effective when demonstrating engagement. Start with your comments section. Ask questions in posts, interact regularly with commenters, and model the tone you want. Spotlight readers by answering their questions and highlighting contributions. Think of your audience as one person rather than a crowd. This develops a personal writing tone and encourages engagement through social networks, email, and comments. Digital Photography School launched in April 2006 with a tutorial on low-light photography. The first week brought 200 visitors and less than a dollar in AdSense revenue. Darren spent 2 years creating solution-oriented content for beginner photographers before expanding topics. He promoted DPS by genuinely contributing to photography communities on Flickr, forums, and related blogs. He added community features, a Flickr group, competitions, and a forum that grew to 200,000-plus members. His weekly newsletter eventually reached over 500,000 subscribers, becoming crucial for traffic and revenue. After 2 years with 25,000 daily visitors, he hired contributors. In year 4, DPS launched its first ebook-edited blog posts with new interviews, priced at $19.95. It generated over $70,000 in the first week and continued selling 10 to 30 copies daily, eventually becoming DPS's main revenue source. The journey to 5 million monthly readers happened through consistent effort and genuine community building. Your first $1.40 won't change your life, but what you build from that moment might.